We're gonna continue with Kina Yud Zayin. I don't want to spend too much time introducing Kina Yud Zayin because I do want to spend more time on some of the others. But just a quick word or two. The Kina. Speaks about the story of Marta Bas Paitus and how she was tied to the tail of a horse and was killed when the horses began to run. And this is, you know, part of the torture that they would do to Jewish people. Jewish women, Nashim Tzidkaniyos, tying them to a horse, allowing the horse to run at full speed. Rav Soloveitchik said that the same thing happened in the Holocaust with his own relatives. He said a first cousin of his, whose mother was a daughter of Rav Chaim Brisker, his father's sister's child. So Rav Chaim's son-in-law was Rav Hirsch Glickson, who was an Adam Gadol, and his son was a little younger than Rav Soloveitchik, and he said, we were first cousins, we knew each other very well. And he was a tzaddik and a goyneila. Rav Soloveitchik didn't easily call people a tzaddik and a goyneila. Litvaks are very sparing in their praise usually. And he said when the Nazis conquered Warsaw, they found him and his wife during the first week after the wedding, during the Sheva Brachos week. And they tied his wife down to one car, they tied him down to another car. And they drove off 70 miles an hour. And that's how they died. Our enemies come up with creative ways, but not really so creative. They just repeat the things that they've done. In the past. You know, there's a principle, Ein Mazel li Yisrael, that we're not subject to Mazel. So it's important to understand what that means. Tosfos writes that Mazel does apply to Bnei Yisrael. We're just able to break that Mazel. Meaning, there is something to a yard site. Right, there's a reason one fasts on the yard site. It's a time of bad mazel for that person, because in that family there's something to a birthday, perhaps, or at least when the birthday is a yard site. And the Chassam Sofer says, you know, what does it mean when Tosa says that a zuchus gadol, that if we have a zuchus gadol we can overcome mazel? So Chassam Sofer says, Hasam Gevuleich Shalom Chelev Chitim Yasbiyeich. Pasuk in Tehillim says, Hasam Gevuleich Shalom. If you make your Gevul Shalom, Chelev Chitim Yasbiyeich. The cream of the wheat will satiate you. And Chassam Sofer explains what this means, is Rabbi Gladstein quotes it, that everybody has their own limits. Everybody has their own, I just won't go there. You know, I want something, I'm going to do something, but ad kan velo yoter. Right? I'm just not going to go beyond this point. Boundaries. I'll do the right thing up until a certain point. I'll do the wrong thing up until a certain point. And David HaMelech is describing, says Chassam Sofer, someone who insists on doing things the right way, but his gevul is shalom. I'll do the right thing, but not if it's going to cause machlokas. The one non-negotiable in my life is I don't want to be the source of machlokas. Hasam gvuleich shalom. Those who make shalom their border, make shalom their gvul, for the sake of peace, they're willing to bend on their principles, but they will not be the cause of machlokas. Chelev chitem yasbiyeich. They're going to have this great bracha of parnasa. When we read about all of these chorbanos, we remind ourselves of why it all happened. And it was because of sinas chinam. We remember that it happened because of sinas chinam. And we know that that's what we have to fix. That's what we have to do. We have to be a sum gvuleich shalom. They said that someone once came to the Pnei Menachem, the Ger Rebbe, and told him about one of his great Hasidim was just diagnosed with cancer. So they were looking for direction. What should we do? What sort of zechus should we? Tehillim gatherings, or be mekabel Shabbos early, you know, whatever the normal candidates are. And he said, no, that's not what you should do. He said, when someone catches a virus or something like that, it's something that comes from the outside. So then, you know, the tikkun will be something outside of ourselves. But he said, cancer comes from the inside. Our own cells mutated and became cancerous. It's something that happened from within. And he said, the tikkun has to be something that we work on within. He says, you work on shalom. You work on making peace in Klal Yisrael. That's the tikkun when you have something of that nature. And to Khan Mashim Pyramal Lates Bukumal Lili.